This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hey everyone, it's Tim and Lo, September 16th. It's approximately almost 11 p.m. at night. I'm standing on the International Bridge in Del Rio, Texas. Just below me, maybe another 50 yards, 100 yards up, just below this bridge, there are 10,503, at last count, illegal aliens being held. Most of them are Haitians, and the vast majority of them will be processed and released into the United States. Why? Quite simply, because the Biden administration on September 8, 2021, announced that they were stopping all deportation flights back to Haiti. So now, the Haitians, at that point on September 8th, there were 800, between 700 and 800 Haitian migrants underneath this bridge. Within 8 days of the Biden administration announcing that, they have now sat there and swelled. The illegal aliens have swelled to 10,503 migrants. Now, as you can see here, you will see that this is a huge operation. This is a huge operation, conjunction of Texas Border Patrol, U.S. Border Patrol, Texas National Guard, Department of Public Safety, Highway Patrol, U.S. Customs. The list goes on and on of agencies and manpower that they're having to devote to this. We watch at the entrance of the gate to the wall that goes down to this camp. Right by the river, we watch two trailer full of Home Depot supplies being driven down to these migrants. Everything from paper towels to toilet paper, hygiene items, two trailer full of supplies from Home Depot were driven down there. Okay? In addition to that, we saw EMS services, fire services coming up, treating migrants who were suffering from dehydration and other things. So as you can see right here, you'll see the Texas National Guard down below. Now, folks, here's the irony in this. Here's the absolute irony in this. We had to cross the international bridge going toward Mexico in order to document illegal aliens who are here on U.S. soil. But because the Biden administration wants to cover this up and not let you see it, they have sat there and stopped drone flights from all news services. They have barred all reporters from going to this camp. You are now seeing live footage. And folks, it's starting right here. Get ready. Here you can start seeing the migrants. Here's the porta potties, National Guard. We watched an entire platoon of National Guard come down here to try to deal with this. I want you to see this. Thousands upon thousands upon thousands of Haitians on U.S. soil underneath the International Bridge, Del Rio, Texas. They tried to stop us. They tried to stop us from filming this. But we crossed the international bridge in order to bring you this exclusive footage. You won't see this anywhere else live, folks.
More of this exclusive footage coming up for you, and I've got a lot of really other serious news. This is all part of the globalist war on humanity. It's all directed by them. So stay with us. We also have a medical doctor on joining us in the third hour who has witnessed hospitals murder people not giving them basic care, not giving them antibiotics for pneumonia, saying it's COVID for cash. So this is just total Satanism.
It's only been in the last 60 years that we've had satellites that can decently measure what's happening in the atmosphere. But if you look at all the different studies and reports about NASA and other governments and other agencies, they all disagree on what's really happening with the climate. The only constant, the only great truth is change is the only constant. So yes, climate change is totally real. But notice first they called it global freezing back in the 70s and 80s, and then it's going to be global warming, and that didn't really happen the way they wanted it to. Okay, now it's just climate change. But did you know that man-made climate change is a real thing when it comes to the United Nations and the Department of Energy and Bill Gates and the UN? They have weather control treaties from 1979. Bill Gates has been manipulating the weather for a very long time. In fact, back in 1994, two scientists won a Nobel Prize for an idea of spraying different particles out of jet engines to control the weather. So yes, man-made climate change is real.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back live broadcasting worldwide. I am your host, Alex Jones. Very thankful to be here today. Blessed to be able to be on air challenging the globalist assault on our nation. You know, the globalists, the United Nations, the Davos Group, which is really just the Bilderberg Group set up by the Rockefeller family to establish world government, openly says we're going to dissolve borders, we're going to collapse third world countries, we're going to organize and invade with just giant groups of people, we're going to bring 600 plus million people into the United States between the year 2020 and the year 2050, and we're going to indoctrinate them into the UN communist way, and then we're going to fully control any indigenous population. It's all there. It's all Agenda 21. It's all Agenda 2030. And we sit here and we watch it unfold in our face. And we watch Biden say, if I win the election, immediately surge the border. And now you see the Border Patrol and the military are facilitating building all these giant air-conditioned cities that are the size of multiple high-rise buildings apiece. I mean, they go on for like 10 football fields apiece. Just full of people from all over the world. And some of them are folks with kids that aren't there. Some of them are international criminals. Some of them are child molesters. Some of them have leprosy. Some of them have all sorts of diseases. And then none of them are being tested. None of them are being checked. And they're just brought into the country and just dumped off in it. And then they're given new cell phones and sent by the Democrats to be enrolled into welfare and to then be put into sweatshops working for Democrats that they control. The globalists are exporting the third world to our country. They're giving them the phones. They're giving them the multi-$1,000 debit cards under Obama with U.S. taxpayer money to the State Department fenced through George Soros. Trump killed that program 4 years ago. First thing Biden did was bring that program back with the UN and George Soros involved. And the man, this is in the news, that ran the collapse of Europe's border for the UN and successfully ran the invasion that brought in more than 10 million Islamics in the last 8 years, the number's way higher than that, he is running the Texas border operation. Biden brought in his administration into the Border Patrol, quote, civilian leadership that tells them what to do. That's why they say, oh, climate change is triggering mass migration. No, having a lockdown for a year and a half, it's still going in Africa and Latin America and Asia and the Middle East is causing these people to flood the United States. And the UN said in their own North American Union documents that Judicial Watch and others sued what was it, back in 2006, semi-film Endgame, they said we're going to use the threat of a virus, we're going to use a financial collapse, we're going to use third world populations to capture and take control of the first world. We're going to bring these groups in and use them as a permanent underclass that we have that will vote out our enemies. And that's how we're going to, quote, capture the great nations of the world. If you go to Wikipedia and Klaus Schwab's own Wikipedia, former head of the Bilderberg Group, head of the corporate fascist group that runs the UN, he said, we are going to capture all the nation states. And he's been, that was 6 years ago. He now brags, we have captured the nation states. He also said a few years ago at Davos, you can look this up, that Xi Jinping will crush America. He also went further. And he said, we don't really want any elected presidents or prime ministers. We want our corporate shareholder groups, stakeholder groups, to run them all. Klaus Schwab. So we're living this. And when Ted Cruz goes and talks at the border, or when anybody else does, did we hear a word out of Ted Cruz? We were there when he had his little press conference. Did he talk about the globalists? Did he talk about the UN organizing it? Did he talk about the debit cards they're giving? Did he talk about George Soros? No. Lou Dobbs did, and he got fired. Fox News said, we will never have the director of Judicial Watch on again because he's banned for lying and saying George Soros used State Department money to pay for the debit cards to bring people here. He was in Reuters a year before bragging that he'd done it. Yeah, there's the UN saying we want to abolish all borders to solve the world's problems. And I've got articles here out of the UK and Europe where they're being flooded by millions a month, basically. And they say the UN came to the UK and others and said, please consider just getting rid of your borders. That's a headline I've got today. Please consider getting rid of your borders today. Completely. And then they cut the food off the third world, tens of millions starved to death, and then giant hordes of military-age men who have grown up in the most vicious slums on the planet and who on average have been malnourished, meaning bad brain development, I don't care if you're black or white, and you basically have the equivalent of zombies. You can have starving white people, black people, it doesn't matter. They grow up in slums, they act like zombies. It's like Oliver Twist. And that's what you've got in Europe. And now the invasion is here, ladies and gentlemen, and it is going to get rough, and it is going to get bad. And it's not going to stop because we have a president that was installed. We have a dictatorship of the globalist. Let me show you some of these headlines since I mentioned it. Here it is. This is from the UN. Population Division, Department of Economic and Social Affairs, United Nations Secretariat. This is from 6 years ago. Now remember, the ADL and Sacha Baron Cohen said this 2 years ago at their big gala. They said anyone talking about replacement migration needs to be arrested. They said it is a white supremacist term and does not exist. They're like, but it does exist. Well, want the ADL, they want your ass in jail, okay? They're nice people. Replacement migration is a solution to declining and aging populations. UN. English, French, Japanese, Russian, Spanish. But then they don't bring in the best of those countries. They bring in the criminal young men that can be organized, put on welfare, and controlled by them. That's what they've done everywhere. UN Migration Pact crumbles as attention drawn disturbing replacement migration plan. But they're still launching it. UK, the UN of the UK, consider keeping your borders open. Change anti-illegal immigration bill where they just say if someone's a criminal, we'll deport them. They're like, no, we won't do that. And notice Biden is lockstep with the whole United Nations plan. And so we are now importing people after the Clintons robbed them, after they collapsed their country. If you look at satellite photos of Hispaniola, that's the island that was split into the Dominican Republic and Haiti. One side is deforested. It looks like the surface of the moon, and it's nothing but garbage, and it's a big, beautiful place. The other side is green and beautiful and has all these, you know, big farms and is successful. And it's because of the difference of the Spanish government and the French colonial government and the evil of Haiti and the Satanism of Haiti and everything that basically has come out of it and what's happened. And the globalists want festering feces and injection needles and fentanyl on our streets. They want the collapse, so they're importing for the Cloward and Pivot strategy to collapse the country. Just like Afghanistan. Just like everything else. It's all done by design. And now Mexico's freaking out. The Mexican president's a liberal socialist. He loved Trump. He said, yeah, let's shut our southern border and shut yours because it's hurting all our economies. Mexico's the richest third world country in the world. You think they want to be flooded with people with no skills from all over the world that are indoctrinated for months before they come here at a UN training center? They brainwash these people. They give them phones. They give them debit cards with $1,000 to $3,000 on them. And they bring them here pissed, believing they're all about to get everything free. It's like all the Muslims being brought into Europe being told you're going to get all the women you want. They show up, start raping and saying, I want my women. 90% never get off welfare or brought into Europe. It's the same thing here. This is what's going on. Bringing the third world here, not to empower these people, but to bring us down to their level. All the globalists fly around on private jets and live in 100,000-acre private ranches guarded by robots.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Segment of this hour, we're going to have some fun for radio listeners, but especially TV viewers. There's a video that popped up last night that now has millions of views on Instagram and hundreds of thousands on Twitter. People sent me, a bunch of people did. And they're like, my God, Alex Jones in 1995. Now, I was like 21 years old then. I was not a teenager, as they say in the video. So that's not, but that is me, ladies and gentlemen. And my teeth are a little bit longer, the front teeth, because I've grinded them off, grinding my teeth. So, yes, people say, my God, Alex Jones has made quite the transformation. So I see some of the joke tweets out there. But, yeah, over the years, that's me at 180 pounds, and I ran 6 miles every other day and lifted weights for about 2 hours a day. I could bench press 400 pounds then and squat 600, and I was quite the specimen, as I now am more of a toad-like creature. But the truth is that I intend to go down to 200. I'm going to do it. Take 6 months, but I've already lost 15 pounds just via not guzzling alcohol and also making sure I take the supplements. And so look for that to happen. Hell, maybe I should go to 180, ladies and gentlemen, because I don't look like Orson Welles anymore at that weight. That's why I always said I had no problems with the ladies back. Why talk about it? I said I would have some fun in the last segment, but I'm already kind of doing it. And see, that makes me be in a good mood. To just have some fun and show some tweets where people make fun of me because I like stuff like that. I don't want to talk about how there's, I don't know, let's put the live show headline up because I wrote it and it really is accurate. You see, that's what I do. I don't just go with what the rest of the media is saying. Oh, there's 10,000 plus migrants smashed over the border. No, our crew's been there up and down the Rio Grande River for miles in all directions. It looks like an NFL football game let out. It's 50,000 people at least, and it's just the beginning. It was 900 last week, and now it's 50,000 this week. What do you think's going to happen? They're opening the borders. I just showed you articles with the United Nations officially saying that they want no borders, but they all live behind armored walls. They all fly around by helicopter and use keeping people poor as their tool of control. You know, the UN runs child kidnapping rings all over the world. They've been caught over and over. You just type in United Nations sex trafficking, United Nations snuff films, United Nations sex slave children. This is what they do. They dissolve borders, they dissolve nation states, and then they have city states run by the globalists, the Vatican, Israel, the city of London within London, the District of Columbia. When our founders set that up, they knew what they were doing. They were setting up their own command base like they knew London had done, like they knew the Vatican had done, and other city states. They were setting up a city state within the larger Republic. They were setting up an empire base for the new Atlantis. So we're bringing in all these wonderful third world people. A lot of them aren't nice, but that's not what the globalists want. But a lot of them are thugs that have a chip on their shoulder. I mean, look, you saw it at Bagram Air Base where most of the first flights were like 99% men. In these other cultures, it's not women and children first. It's women and children what? It's survival of the thuggish. And then that men breed that are like that, and you get people that'll slit your throat for nothing and don't care about you. Now, are there some nice folks that sometimes come out of these groups? Yeah, but that's what's happening. This is caveman stuff. And there are cavemen that come out of every group. But, you know, you had to look at Christian ideas and trying to get people to love their neighbors and build better societies. And that's what's built our world, was the Christian ethos. And that's why the globalists, who don't want that, they want depopulation. They want to play God. They want to merge with machines. They want live essential technology. They don't want to have to deal with chivalry and private property and the right to self-defense. And women and children? Children are for medical experiments and having sex with. They're for suicide bombing. They're for selling off to somebody. You know, to Klaus Schwab, babies are to be skinned alive and, you know, their flesh and hair grafted onto rats. That's Fauci as well. They do that. And to the Islamicists, I mean, children are to be raped and then sold off. Or they'll do stuff like in Afghanistan, take a five-year-old, pour gasoline on them, burn them, call a medical chopper in, and then have explosives buried under where the kid's at to blow up the helicopter when it lands. That's the kind of person Klaus Schwab is as well. He just does it in a little bit more elegant fashion when he's not dressing up in Klingon outfits and getting awards for his globalism. So, I'm going to try to calm down. I got mad again today. Again, I'm not complaining. All horses can't drag me away, but I've been up since, let's not exaggerate, I was saying 5:30 because that sounds more reasonable. I've been up since like 3:27. And I have been running around the house. My wife got mad at me because at like 5 a.m. I woke her up because I was yelling at people on the telephone. And I mean, I'm normal, though. You see, watching your country collapse, watching an invasion, watching a takeover, watching the UN say why they're bringing these people in to keep them on welfare, piss them off, and make them hate white people. And to know it's all part of the plan and have all these news articles where they're saying officially in campuses, whites are bad, whites can't come to these classes, whites can't be in the gym, and it's whites teaching this because it's total divide and conquer. And we're watching them destroy our culture, destroy our unity, destroy everything Martin Luther King Jr. talked about, and then they say they're the good guys. They should be totally repudiated and totally rejected. But instead, we've grown up in such a free, open, wealthy country, where even our poorest are amongst the richest in the world compared to third world countries, that we don't appreciate what we have, and so we're losing it all right now. So I'm sorry. I'm not real happy about all that. And so, yeah, I don't look like I used to. I could look a lot better. I've got family that looks great at 60, 70 years old. But I took on all the stress. I stood up and I stayed up with nothing but coffee, probably two nights a week for the first 4 or 5 years I was on air. I worked 20 hours a day. I hand-edited all the films. I went and had jobs on top of it. I did the sales jobs at the radio stations and had my all of it taken away from me. I didn't care because I cared about the mission. And so do I look like a war-hardened goblin? Damn right I do, and proud of it, because I'm not trying to win pretty boy contest around here. I'm here to take on the pain and take on the attacks and dedicate myself to bringing down the New World Order, because I will not spiritually and I will not genetically sign on to what Satan's doing. So all you people like Brad Pitt and another little globalist that sells tyranny over there. I mean, there's so many of them. Leonardo DiCaprio, you just rub skin creams on your faces all day and try to stay young. Because when you die, your soul and your energy is going to be sunken to the middle of a black hole with all the energy just like you, because like attracts like. But as for me, I don't care about this body. I just want it to last long enough to carry out my mission to bring down the New World Order. And I know all of you agree with me in this quest. So we're going to do it, ladies and gentlemen. And we are going to accelerate in, through, and beyond. But get ready, ladies and gentlemen. The false flags and more are coming.
There is very little contemporary study in the world of the planet's ruling class. Not in communist China, not in Mexico, not in the United States, not anywhere is there a real study of the planet's ruling class. And that's done by design. The large central banks that basically control the planet will penalize and target any academics that look into, say, the Anglo-American establishment, the founder of the Bilderberg Group, the Trilateral Commission, the United Nations, the whole project of the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers. Until 10 years ago, the media said, the controlled corporate media, the Bilderberg Group didn't exist. Well, now the Bilderberg Group is public, and its former head, still on the steering committee, is Klaus Schwab, and he has set up the Great Reset at global government. And if, as a liberty movement worldwide, we don't address the globalists head on about the fact that they are a worldwide authoritarian corporate takeover, we don't have a shot. If we do expose them, we can beat them easily.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Quite a bit in different ways, but I just want to be completely clear about. And I'm trying to think of the best way to say this because I can sit here and cover all this news all day, but you understand that the big corporations of the world believe that they're going to develop super technologies so that the cells of the body never die and they're going to be able to live forever. But they're worried that an overpopulated planet will hurt the planet and hurt their nest to live forever on. And they go on in their own papers, their own statements. I mean, I saw more of them on TV the other day, even admitting this, that they can be killed by wars, though. And so whether they're going to theoretically be able to live forever or not, they believe they're carrying out the depopulation so that they and their progeny can live forever and then have a planned evolution into the stars. And so that is the big debate. That's the big system. That's what they write hundreds of books on. It's what they win Nobel Prizes for. It's been their quest since Francis Galton got hired by the King of England and the Queen of England in the 1850s to develop a scientific way to take humans over and make them a produced commodity. To basically make humans robots. And then, you know, 60-something years later, 70 years later, they had the famous film that's way ahead of its time, Metropolis. Maybe we can find that on YouTube and play some of it. So they're building that Metropolis system where humans march into one door and then we march out as robots out of the other. That's what Klaus Schwab says now. It's a revolution where we take over your body. And this is just the beginning. Now they're like, oh, we're going to give you shots where you don't want meat anymore. We're going to give you shots where you're not depressed anymore. We're going to give you shots that go in and viruses then eat part of your brain. They've been giving troops this for at least 20 years. They go, oh, it's an anti-PTSD shot. And then, of course, they have no emotions really anymore, then they commit suicide. That's a large part of the suicide out there. You say, what's wrong with these troops? Well, you've been given a live virus vaccine that goes in and eats parts of your brain, so you don't have depression anymore, but you don't also don't have feelings of heightened emotion and ecstasy and connections to God. Because it's the same receptor sites that are connected to that. So, and of course, that's live virus vaccines that eat part of the brain. They just call it a vaccine. It's a genetic modification. Now, of course, they have the nanotech that you're seeing being rolled out with Pfizer and Moderna and the rest of it. So their argument is if you can't talk to them at their level about this, then you don't deserve to live. And they've told me that. They said, Alex, you know about all this because you're a smart guy. You have a lot of great ideas. If you join us, you'll be able to bring your perspective to the table and we will listen. But if you just oppose what we're doing, when you're going to grow up and find out it's the right thing, that the public is profane, they're evil, they'll tear you apart, they don't want to be empowered, and you'll want to join us later. Well, I'm 15, 20 years later, depending on the times they give me the same speech. Are you going to be on a crusade that goes nowhere, or are you going to be a star, a superstar that's protected and powerful and wealthy and goes into the future with us and all the future offers, Alex? So that's what they teach. But, oh, you got to feed on the other humans and you got to sacrifice the children through abortion and GMO. You got to feed them to Moloch. Got to bring them into the jaws of death. You got to give your soul over. So Satan paints it all up as nice, makes it all look good. It's a nice pink pillow, nice fancy soft bed that you're taken to hell on. But nevertheless, you lose your soul. So I feel empowered. I feel enraged at the globalist. And when I'm not on air, I feel very, very calm and focused. But once I get on air, I just get angry. And I really want to strive to start doing a show that's commercial-free, music-free, very small crew. I'll still have this great crew because it's hectic. It's crazy. It's the way this show evolved for radio and TV. And I like it, but it's frenetic and it's frustrating. And it's not really who I am. I mean, I'm mad at these people. That's only one aspect. I want to talk about the good in the world and the beauty in the world and the good part of humanity and why we shouldn't be destroyed. But I'll tell you this. If you allow yourself to be walked on, if you allow yourself to be usurped, if you allow yourself to be enslaved, if you allow the globalists to run your life and you don't care, then you deserve to die. And don't worry, they will oblige you in that. But that doesn't mean they have the right to do it. And it doesn't mean they're good people. They're the worst of people. They know all of this truth, And they decide to go the easier path of destruction and evil and now try to inject newborn babies with gene therapy that erases their immune system so they grow up sick their whole life and controlled by the medical system. So they need the new gene therapies to survive. That is the seduction. But even the cure they think they're going to get is a binary weapon. So this has all been planned out. And I see the comments all over the internet without even looking. It's like, wow, it's Alex Jones's world now. It's like they listen to Alex Jones and they do whatever he says. No, I'm telling you what they're planning. And that's why it all comes true, because it's an agenda. May happen quicker, may happen slower in some ways, but it's a new world order takeover. It's a system that we're not going to be in. We're going to be tested on like guinea pigs and then slowly killed while the people killing us pose as our saviors. And so you can sit there and play games with this and deny it, but there are thousands of fake ideologies and thousands of fake gurus and thousands of false schools that the system doesn't block and the system doesn't care about, because it gives you part of the truth and part of a lie and some weird little thing you do and it's going to make it all okay. No. There is a scientific global elite trying to take control of human development. They've almost got control. They want to kill everybody because they want to merge the machines and become God. That's the dominant force on the planet. That's what we're opposing. That's what's happening. And that's what's coming after all of us. And I have no desire to join with it. In fact, I have a revulsion and a repulsion of being part of it. And if you don't have a revulsion of these people, you are not in God's orbit and you've got a serious problem. And I don't say that like some holy man up here on a mountain telling you how good I am. I am human. And I am connected to everything at an intense level, the good, the bad, and the ugly. And I'm connected to God, and I'm connected to Satan as well. And I can see these guys. I've got the sunglasses on, and I want you to put the sunglasses on, and then we're not going to be fighting over what color we are or the rest of it. And some will say, oh, then let the Haitians in. The Haitians are a weapon that the globalists have controlled and dominated and enslaved as slaves for hundreds and hundreds of years, sold by slavers to us. And some of them are great people, some of them are terribly evil people, just like everybody else. But the point is, they're coming into the globalist hands to be controlled and used as a political weapon. I'm all for water. I need to drink it to live. I love beautiful lakes and waterfalls, and I love to water ski, and I love to do all that stuff. I love to ride around on a jet ski, but I don't want to be held underwater at 20 feet for 5 minutes till I die. And so the Haitians are just like water. Dirty, corrupted water being brought to our dirty, corrupted country to bring us down with their satanic energy. And I don't blame them wanting to come here. And I don't blame them wanting to get away from the devil. And a lot of them are good people. And I've tried to help Haiti and send aid missions there and cover the UN kidnapping rings there. But they're being brought here as a political weapon, just like every other group is, because once the country goes down, there'll be no other example of America, and the whole world's going to go down and fall to Antichrist control. And we know that's foretold to happen, but we're going to put on a hell of a fight before it does. Antichrist only has a short period to rule, and then the real awakening happens, and Satan's defeat. You see, Satan taking over is only halftime, folks. It's only the halftime. This alien force is going to win at halftime, but lose in the fourth quarter.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203, 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com. From the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
You keep saying you got something for me. Something you call love, but confess. You've been a messin' where you shouldn't have been a messin'. And now someone else is getting all your best. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days, these boots are gonna walk all over you.
And that's what the globalists do. They exploit the third world, they collapse it, they starve it, yes. Keep them poor to control them. Put the UN's on all over the world for 60 years, 70 years.
You keep lying.
Been around since 1947. Set by the Rockefellers.
And you keep.
And then they organize those people to bring them here to vote to take our guns, to open our borders further, to socialize everything so we have a permanent underclass and collapse. They're not bringing these folks here to empower them. They're bringing them here to enslave them and to teach the ethos that whites are inherently bad, so whites are a tiny minority being basically hunted until we're exterminated. I mean, that's what the left says. Major universities teach, kill all the whites. That's the globalist divide and conquer situation. And then when things are so bad in 10, 20 years, well, what's left of the first world will be okay with a deadly virus wiping out most of the third world. Well, I'm not happy with that. I don't want to kill all the brown people. but also like two pit bulls that want to be put in a cage with them and made to kill each other. And in my experience, the globalists have been successful using third world populations to bring down countries. So I've got some huge news. This is breaking us on Infowars.com. Dozens of Haitian caravans, numbering over 50,000, have literally invaded Mexico and are now surging over Texas border like a tidal wave. Now, again, we've only got three reporters. We've only got a couple of camera people. We're trying to hire more, trying to get more in here. Most people are scared to work here because it's Infowars. They don't want to get blackballed. We're about to put out a new ad for extra IT people to help. Probably announce it next week. And more camera people, because that's why we got some great IT folks that are still here. A few years ago, was put the ad out on air. So don't send your resumes yet. You need to follow the resume. But we're going to hire a couple more camera people and a couple more IT people next week. We're all in, spending all our funds until we can get more done. I already sponsor a lot of different reporters and people and already, you know, have them in the field, and they're doing a great job. It's just that we need hardcore camera people and folks that can get out there all over the country and the world and get these stories. And because part of that problem is, you know, I sent a crew down that I had of four people at the Texas border yesterday. They're already driving back. They have hours of incredible bombshell footage. We got a few editors to try to put it all together and get it out as reports, or it has no effect. There's that finishing up in the final move to actually get the material on air so that we can warn people. Because if a tree falls in the forest and nobody hears it make a sound, did it make a noise? So let's put Bandot video up on screen for everybody, or the featured video at Infowars.com. Because that's really what all of this is about, is getting the video. Exclusive drone capture, second huge Haitian caravan smashing across the Texas border. But since I came up with that headline at 6 a.m. this morning, it's fake news. Because now we know it's dozens of caravans, and probably the estimate's over 50,000 smashing in all over just a 20-mile stretch of the Texas border with Mexico. I mean, folks, that's the estimates from our Border Patrol. 50,000 are now on the border or have crossed it. They've got giant tent cities popping up and thousands of troops and Border Patrol running around catering to all these people who we now all have to pay for and take care of, who you know are going to be voting for Gavin Newsom and voting against, of course, in Florida, Rick DeSantis. Rick DeSantis. I can't remember names anymore. Ron DeSantis. So it's the total invasion. It's the total takedown. And if you think the 50,000 that are there now are bad, it's going to be 100,000 a day. They did the same thing in Europe. They hired the same guy that ran the whole Europe operation to do it. And now we have the big CNN article. Democrat lawmakers urge Biden administration to halt deportations to Haiti. Well, this already happened 8 days ago. Unofficially, he said, we're halting deportations. They've already done it. And so they knew it would cause a new surge. And the answer is, oh, just take the whole island of Haiti on. Just have everybody here. Well, the 50 Democrat lawmakers urged Biden administration Friday to halt deportations to Haiti as nearly 10,000 migrants have overwhelmed the Del Rio, Texas, many of whom are Haitian. Many of whom are Haitian. No, they're basically all Haitian coming here with their cell phones and all the free money they've been given, and it goes on and on. You know, I said I'd get to the fun Alex Jones thing, but we just won't get to that because, you know, fun, we've had enough fun, haven't we? To make some jokes, too. Maybe I'll do it next hour. I have a medical doctor coming on who was in the hospital and watched them basically killing people. And he was in there with a marathon runner who they wouldn't give medication to. And when he demanded they give him medication because he was a medical doctor, they SWAT teamed him, even though he was happy to leave the hospital, and tied him up and put him in a restraining chair for 4 hours and then threw him out of the hospital. And we said, hey, let us know what happens. Well, they wouldn't give the guy any aid until he got sicker, and then, of course, you know what they do. They intubate you, and you die. So the fella died a little while after he was in the hospital next to him, you know, in the bed next to him. And he was a long-term medical doctor. He's retired. And he was telling him what the guy needed, you know, antibiotics. He's got pneumonia. You can hear it. And they just said, no, he has COVID. We don't give antibiotics for that. And so bye-bye. Gonna get that extra cold hard cash. Sorry, you're not getting any treatment. We're gonna get $53,000 after we intubate you. That's the bounty. And then if you die, an extra 15 to 20. Woo! We're talking almost 80,000 clams. So the most expensive hitman in the world costs 80,000 clams. That we just do it all like an assembly line. And, you know, people don't stand up for themselves, so I guess they all just kind of deserve it, right? I guess they all just kind of deserve to die if they didn't know the system was predatory. But I don't really think these people deserve to die. I don't think these people deserve to die at all. Like the people that engineered this whole sick system and geared it to attack goodness and attack honor and attack strength and just and celebrate evil and lies and celebrate decadence to create this mess so civilization would fall and the globalists could then rule the rubble because they believe it's better to reign in hell than serve in heaven, as has been said many a time. I'm going to go to break and I'm going to come back, but we're going to go through this together and it's going to get better on the other side, but it's going to get a lot worse before it gets better. And just thank God you live in some of the states that are still quasi-free, because other parts of the world are already under a year and a half of lockdown, starvation, mass suicide, and death. And now the medical corps are coming from the UN with the contact tracers to take your children, to quote, put them in a facility to protect them, even if none of you have COVID, called shielding in place. And the CDC is preparing it here, but they don't think they can get away with it because enough people will resist. So you're going to look back on today, September 17th, in my view, in a few years, maybe even sooner, as the good old days, even though things are very, very intense right now. And remember, if you're a radio listener, I'm not joking about this. This is the great crew, the amazing crew, the best crew I've ever had, who just puts up with this creature. They've done an amazing job, and they just pulled up the CDC document, how they're preparing to come take your children out of your house. They're not telling the school boards that around the country, and put you all in camps for your safety, even though you're not sick. See how that works? And they'll get enough weirdos to bow down and go along with it. We're going to go to break. We need to fight back against the new lockdowns. That's why we've made a new film, the first in a five-part series. It's a full film called COVID Land with Robert Kennedy Jr., Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, myself, and everybody else, star-studded researchers and patriots. Very, very proud of this film, our first produced film in 9 years. InfoWarsStore.com. Get a free copy of Endgame with it. Get a second copy for $9.95 and two Endgames. So that's $29.95 for two Endgames and two COVID lands. So you can have one and share it. And by the way, zero country code. Works anywhere in the world. And it's copyright not protected. So you can burn it in any machine. So dig out your old DVD players. Start making copies and explain. It's the way to get around censors. DVDs are making a big comeback right now because people know about the censorship. They want to have stuff in their library. They understand that the TV watches you. You don't watch it unless it's a DVD or a VHS tape. So get yours today at InfoWarsStore.com, or you can call 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. I said that too fast. 888-253-3139. And 50% off on Winter Sun and Ultra 12, all supplies last. The sales for another week or so. So good for your immune system. We got a lot of new great t-shirts that trigger the left at InfoWarsStore.com. Stay with us. Hour number three, straight ahead.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.